This is a HeadGum Original.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Can you hear that?
My guitar is broken, so is my heart. It'll be okay on the other side of heart. I can't park my car, and I can't play my guitar. It'll be okay on the other side of heart. If I were you, if I were you, if I were you, the show starts now.
Wow.
Very nice. Soothing. Mellow.
A day one, all the way up until the day, whatever last week's episode was, 500-something.
Yeah. Amazing. The whole run.
It was a cover of our first theme song, which was you playing the guitar and singing, or maybe me
That's
singing.
Right. I believe I played and sung.
And then also a song that we made up a few weeks ago called The Other Side of Hard, which I'm sort of claiming ownership over the idea / book, music and the book by me.
The IP, the 360 intellectual property.
We own it
mine.
In perpetuity. Yeah. Basically, it's trademarked / licensed under us. Yeah.
So when you send us a theme using that, even though you think you're being cute, that is a lawsuit. That is a cease and desist. And we will be suing you into oblivion. You
so just by
that.
Submitting it, he's being sued, basically.
Yeah, right. Yeah,
every email we get, every forward that's passed along, links, questions, is an affidavit / subpoena to meet our asses in court.
Right. We will enter litigation. If you think we'll settle out of court, you are mistaken. You're absolutely mistaken. Because
that's
we
right.
like going to court. We like trying the case. We will bury you in legal fees.
And ourselves in the process. You don't want to fight us because we are slowly eroding our capital to the point where we can't basically have the legal funds to fight these battles. These are losing efforts.
We have nothing to lose. We have nothing to lose, though. We're the most dangerous kind of opponent because it doesn't matter to us. Win, lose, or draw. As long as we've taken you down with us, then we're good.
It's a kamikaze legal mission of sorts. Basically, you've been served your papers every time you email us a submission. So, for example, that was Michael Dibert.
Michael Dibert, yes. And you will be found guilty in the court of law and the public opinion.
Right, exactly. So it says, sorry about the poor audio quality. That's something that we could sort of hang our legal case on.
Exactly right. Yeah.
I just
You just waived your Fifth Amendment rights, buddy.
I just did it as a voice memo and sent it with no edits. That's
great.
Basically, I've said it before, but that's an affidavit. It
absolutely
that's
an affidavit. Yeah, that's an admission of guilt.
It's a settlement.
That is a mea culpa come to Jesus moment. A fucking confession at the 11th hour. I mean, my God, you're done.
It absolutely was a mea culpa. That's right. It's an admission of guilt on two acts, actually. Plagiarism and vehicular manslaughter.
Both of the third degree.
Yeah. And we'll actually take you to, what is it? One is like for cash and the other one is for punishment or something like that.
Yeah. It's like a civil case and a federal case or something.
Right, yeah. So we're going to do the civil one and then we're also going to do the other one. The one where like OJ got sent to jail or he owed cash, but he didn't go to prison or anything like that.
Yeah. You'll be tried twice.
It's a civil suit. It's a civil suit.
From two uncivilized brutes.
Yes. And you have nothing to stand on. You don't have a leg to stand on because we represent ourselves. We represent ourselves in and out of court.
That's right.
He has nothing to plug. So now I kind of feel...
Oh.
Now I feel kind of bad.
Yeah, because he kind of did that out of the kindness of his own heart.
Right. And his name is Nemo, according to this email signature. So thank you, Nemo.
Cute name. Cool.
Finding Nemo.
Thank you.
All right. This is If I Were You, the only advice pod on the web, hosted by both me and you. I'm Amir.
I am Jake.
You were in Texas like just earlier today.
This morning. I woke up in Dallas.
Jesus.
The day before I woke up in Austin. So we
How did you get from Austin to Dallas?
I drove. I drove a Buick Enclave.
Wow. Everybody packed into that car?
Yeah, because we brought merch with us, so I figured it was easier to haul all the boxes in the car than check them and stuff. And it was. It was a nice drive.
And how long is that drive?
Little under 3 hours, like 2 hours, 45 minutes.
And through the heartland of Texas, just parts of Texas you don't necessarily think about.
Yeah, you know, you go through Waco. It's so small, though. Like, Texas is such a big state. Those two cities are pretty close to each other.
Yeah, 2.5 hours
in the grand scheme
of
things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a small chunk of Texas. Any funny Texas stories?
Ooh.
Or did everything just go according to plan?
You know, everything did go pretty smoothly. I don't think there was anything that was like...
You never saw like a crazy guy with a gun by accident or something like that. Or maybe like...
No.
A fan or something without teeth, and he was sort of interrupting the live podcast.
We certainly saw a lot of Austin loves President Trump signs. They were outside of Austin, admittedly. Mm-hmm. So I don't know how much Austin loves him, but definitely surrounding Austin, they do.
I see. So there's sort of a red pro-life island in the blue island in the red island.
Yeah, I think that seems about right to me.
That's cool. But the shows, those were NADPOD shows. That's why I wasn't there. If anybody's listening,
right.
I'm confused. Yeah.
We didn't have Hugo on this one, but you'd be
welcome to
go. I
thought that was kind of weird. Yeah.
Yeah.
After, were people like, where's Hugo? Is Hugo going to come? I wonder if Hugo is here or anything like that. Did you?
No one has ever asked about Hugo at a live show. You are not missed, nor desired to be there.
I wonder if somebody like thought that but didn't feel comfortable asking.
I can imagine that because we're on stage with microphones like during a show and they'd probably have to heckle to say, where is Hugo?
Where is Hugo? Yeah.
Right. Yeah. I hope that doesn't happen at a live show. We just gave some brazen asshole an idea.
Some jackass who now wants to be a part of the show is going to yell it. He's going to fucking work himself up to it, too.
Yeah.
Convince his friends that he's going to get hammered enough to yell about Hugo.
Absolutely. Yeah,
and
absolutely.
I appreciate that, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, talking about getting wasted, we actually got a very interesting question about giving somebody the gift of whiskey for their birthday.
Mm, love that. I love whiskey.
We'll call this guy Jack.
All right,
Jack
Daniels.
Right, yeah, that's what I was going to say. I recently came to some cash, and my best friend's birthday was coming up, so I said, fuck it, let's get this dude an expensive bottle of whiskey. He's not like a whiskey guy or anything, but he's not opposed to liquor, so I buy an $87 bottle and give it to him, and he's quite pleased with the gift. Fast forward a few days later, and we're hanging out, and he breaks out the bottle, and to my horror, he starts mixing it with Coke. This is an expensive liquor, and I call him out on it, and I tell him that he should sip it instead. He says he doesn't really like whiskey by itself and would rather mix it. and proceeds to make a mixed drink with it for the rest of the night. Is it weird that I'm bothered by this? I knew he was going to do this. If I knew he was going to do this, I would have just gotten a bottle of Jack or something.
There
but on
is.
The other hand, once I give him the gift, it's his to do with what he pleases, and I shouldn't be upset because it doesn't affect me at all. What do you guys think? Love the new episodes. Love NADPOD. You guys rule. Seize the cheese and toda.
Gracias. I believe Marie Kondo says, a gift once given has served its purpose. So it's not about what you're doing with it or what the recipient is doing with it. You have given the gift. You've shown your affection. And that is the purpose of the gift. It has been fulfilled. Why are you looking at me like that?
I don't think so.
Oh, my God.
So I'm developing this new sort of character called the I don't think so gopher. And whenever you sort of say things that I don't necessarily agree with, he starts rearing his ugly head to the point where he's sort of gnawing on wood by the end of it, like a woodchuck or something like that.
I actually kind of love the I don't think so gopher.
Really?
That's really cool. I feel like that's a character that both of us can inhabit.
What are you talking about? How would you possibly be able to pull that off?
Do you think that you're the only one that? Do you think that you're the only one that can say the tagline? I don't think so. See,
that was
actually
fairly accurate. I was hoping you'd mess it up, but fuck.
I don't think so. That's a golden mic.
What? For who? Yeah.
For me, for coming up with a big, for doubling the output of I Don't Think So Gopher. That's just an idea off the top of the dome that we could both do it.
That, yeah, the idea was mine. Your idea was to do it as well. There's no way that's just a mic for you, because I would get it too. I would get one and you would piggyback.
Let's award it to the I Don't Think So Gopher.
I don't think so.
That's not what he sounds like. No way.
I made up the voice. 80 seconds ago, I made up the voice.
I don't think so. I embody the voice.
This is so fucked up.
It's bizarre.
But I know a gift once given has run its course, so I guess. Yeah.
Not run its course. Not necessarily run its course, but served its purpose. Well, do you disagree? You said I don't think so.
No, I don't know what to think. I guess I can just be an agreeable aunt about it.
What would that sound like?
Yeah, I could see that.
I don't think so.
I don't think agreeable aunt's going to
stick.
Maybe agreeable aunt eater, because otherwise it sounds like just your somebody's dad's sister or something.
Right. Yeah. Or mom's sister.
He sort of nailed it at the end there when he said, once I hand him the gift, it's his to do what he pleases and I shouldn't be upset because it doesn't affect me at all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Unfortunately.
It's not like he appreciated the gift. You know, he broke it out. He cracked it with you, which I actually do think is a really classy move when you have a nice expensive bottle of liquor. You know, you wait and you share it with a person.
Yeah.
That's nice. Yeah. It's not like you were necessarily going to drink it once you gave it to him. So the fact that he opened it and gave it to you a little bit, there you go. That's nice.
It's actually a better outcome. Do you ever have whiskey with Coke? I know that's a very classic way to have it, but I don't think I've ever seen you have soda with whiskey.
A long time ago, I did. I used to have like Jack and Coke in college.
It's good because it kind of tastes like Coca-Cola, which is nice.
Yeah. It's a really effective mixer because Coca-Cola is so sweet.
Powerful.
You really, yeah. But now I like the taste of whiskey, so I don't like to dilute it.
What about old fashions? Isn't that sort of like the first step towards a whiskey Coke? It's like a sweetener whiskey.
Yeah. And I prefer whiskey on the rocks to an old fashioned, but sometimes when I go out, it's fun to get a little fancy cocktail. But I think taste wise, I actually might like whiskey more just on its own.
Also, nobody ever says a whiskey Pepsi. Like, that seems to be pretty similar, but, like, nobody would dare say that. Can I have a whiskey Pepsi? Do you have a whiskey Pepsi or anything like that? We have a whiskey Coke.
Right.
Let me just do a vodka Pepsi then.
It's surprising to me that Pepsi does as well as it does. It seems like it's completely lost the game to Coke.
Yeah, and yet you still see a lot of ads for it.
Yeah. I mean,
maybe there are full states of Pepsi drinkers out there that never have Coke.
I think there are. I mean, there are definitely like big ass licensing deals where like stadiums and movie theaters only will serve Pepsi.
Yeah, the Pepsi halftime show.
Right, right.
Yeah, I can't remember the last time I either had a Pepsi, ordered a Pepsi, seen someone drink from a can of Pepsi. It's just, it feels like something from 1989 or something like that.
I think I'm also at the point where like if I was trying to get a Coke and somebody said we only have Pepsi, I might say never mind.
Really?
Yeah, I'm that brand loyal.
Yeah, I don't drink soda enough to know the difference. I wonder if I'd be able to tell. What if I even fucking prefer Pepsi?
Yeah, I mean, people used to do those blind taste tests, and I feel like Pepsi might have even performed better in them. I have no, they're probably not that different, but it's like, I'm just a Coke guy.
I'm doing a fucking Google image search, and I don't think I've ever seen somebody just house one of these blue canisters of Pepsi, not even diet, just a fucking can of Pepsi.
What are you, you're doing a Google image search of what people drinking Pepsi?
No, just the cans. They're just so blue and new to me.
Oh yeah, yeah. Yeah,
a blue can of Pepsi. Maybe on an airplane. Been,
on an airplane. I think it's Coke. I guess maybe on different airlines, maybe they have different deals. But on Delta, it's Coca-Cola. You better believe.
What were you about to say?
I've been fucking around with drinking Coca-Cola again.
Really?
Yeah, I basically cut it out of my diet entirely. But now, every few weeks on like a cheat meal, I'll be like, fuck it, I'll have a Coke. You know?
Not diet either, just like the full on red can.
Just the real deal, sugar, teeth rotting Coca-Cola.
Yeah.
And it's good.
It's like a dessert.
Yeah, it's incredible.
I might be a ginger ale guy, now that I think about it.
You are. You always get a ginger ale on an airplane.
I know, but now that I don't fly anymore, maybe I'll just get some for my house, and I'll get like little plastic cups to drink.
Like the really wide plastic cups that are
thin and slippery. Yeah,
Why is that the cup that they went for on the flight? It
maybe
feels like
you can see through it.
You can see through other cups, plastic cups. It should have a wider base,
right? Because you're on a plane.
Yeah.
All right,
I've seen so many of them spill. Yeah.
Okay, let's take a break. Thanks some spons. Be back on the other side of these massages / hard.
Good.
Thank you to BetterHelp for sponsoring this episode of our show.
Oh, yeah, baby.
It can be easy to ignore your social battery and spread yourself thin, but that's not helping anybody.
Right on. It is not.
If you're feeling depressed or anxious about the state of the world or some sort of interpersonal relationship you're having with family, friends, loved ones, your job potentially.
Mm. Oh, yeah, that's true.
The best way to help yourself out of life's difficult situations is to talk to a professionally licensed therapist. And the best way to find a therapist is with BetterHelp.
Exactly. Right.
Finding a therapist used to be so difficult. You used to like have to ask a friend of a friend, drive to a waiting room, give it a shot, see how it goes. But with BetterHelp, you just fill out a brief questionnaire, you get matched with a licensed therapist right away, and you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge.
Perfect.
And you know the whole thing's online too.
Oh yeah. So you don't have to drive somewhere. You don't have to sit anywhere. You can just log on from your house. You can even text your therapist, which is very nice.
That's cool. So find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Just visit betterhelp.com/segments today to get 10% off your first month. Therapists can be very expensive. With BetterHelp, they're affordable. And if you go to betterhelp.com/segments, you'll even get an extra 10% off their already more affordable price for your first month.
You'll love to hear it.
So treat your mental health seriously. Take advantage of this great offer. That's betterhelp.com/segments.
Segments.
Thank you, BetterHelp. This HeadGum podcast is brought to you by Auraframes.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Auraframe.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Auraframes are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Auraframe, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura. And we're back. Jake, do you have any?
Oh, it's a little sooner than five.
I don't, but I think you do.
I've been taking chess lessons.
Chess? Chess lessons? Is that, I don't think so.
Nice. I actually haven't, but I've been thinking about it. So I've sort of been, you know, telling people I have to gauge their reaction. Do you think it's a good idea for me?
That is such insane behavior.
I've been thinking of taking chess lessons.
Right.
And I've been sort of dipping my toe in the water by telling people I have to see what they think about that for me and, I guess, as a greater good.
I see. That's kind of interesting. It's right? Kind of interesting. Yeah.
Yeah. So here's my thought process. One,
okay.
If you're staring at your phone all the time and like playing fucking games that don't necessarily flex your brain, like a Wordle or something like that.
Yeah.
Or even worse, social media. Is it better to just fucking launch a chess app and start playing chess? Is that like, I mean, being really good at chess is kind of impressive and probably takes a lot of brain power.
Yeah, I guess it's kind of interesting because you could be, I feel like if you're just good at chess, then you'll beat everybody that you would need to beat, you know? Like you,
right, like
it
if
would
we're
be
on
impressive.
A retreat and playing chess and I destroy everybody, that's pretty cool.
Right, yeah. Do you think that you need... Do you think you need lessons and to become great at chess to do that? I wonder if you maybe just need a couple video, like, you know, almost like the
YouTube
Rubik's
tutorials.
Cube thing. Yeah,
yeah.
Like you learn three different attacks.
Algorithms, and, right. And then I can figure out how to beat people. Well, I know how to play chess. I just don't know. Like, I know the rules. I just don't know, like, the strategy.
Right. I know what every single piece does. But if somebody... But as soon as somebody is like, oh, I have a strategy and you're like falling into my trap, it's like game over. I will lose to that person every time.
And I want to be that person.
Right. So do you think you need lessons?
I do. I think it will be helpful for me to like actually talk to somebody who's good and like ask them. Like, and I also don't know like how mathy it is. Like I'm good at poker because it's math related. Is chess math related or is it completely a separate part of your brain?
Yeah, is I guess it must be like
related.
Vaguely math related. Yeah, there's definitely it's strategy, which I feel like is accesses the same part of your brain. It's,
maybe
it's like regimented.
Yeah,
we should play you and I, just like share your screen.
I
and
see.
We like play a around.
Speed game. Right.
Yeah.
Okay. And then should we do one where like obviously we don't want to spend like an hour playing, but I'm just saying like speed chess just to see who would win.
Yeah, let's do a couple moves.
Okay.
People watching on video can watch, and then we'll
online
just,
chess against a friend. You think there's a website dictate. That just play chess online for free? I don't want to like start signing up for an account and stuff like that right now. Yeah. I want to like just send you a link and we're in a fucking game, you know?
It feels like that should definitely happen. That shouldn't be that hard.
There's chessonlinefree.com, but this, again, it seems like oh, create a game, play with a friend. Play
there
with
we
a
go.
Friend, standard, okay? Yeah. Yeah, that's right.
Okay.
Well, I'll be white, you be dark. Let's see. All copy right. URL. Sending you the URL. And this is us playing speed chess, having no insight or knowledge about chess strategy whatsoever.
Yes, definitely.
God. And then after my lessons, I'll be able to just fucking, no offense, but low-key destroy you, sort of.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, I've been talking to my chess coach a lot about you, and he's really impressed with how you played this, how you played that speed game.
All right, so
are you in
the black pieces? Yes, I am.
All right, let me share my screen so we can share it. Again, these are being simulcasted, video recorded, so we can do some video stuff, and then we'll try to narrate for those of y'all who are just listening to the audio version. Jake moved pawn to bishop 4.
I didn't do anything
moved
yet.
Rook. I've taken Jake's queen and chessmate. Chessmate.
Chessmate.
That's chessmate, mate. Okay.
Okay.
Are you in?
Yeah.
All right. Can you see me move the piece?
Yes.
Okay.
And once again, a fatal first move.
Oh, okay. He's moving, folks. We got the pawn. We got the pawns moving. This is exciting.
Okay. Very interesting, but not interesting enough.
I'm moving my fucking knight. How tight is that?
So Amir just moved his little horsey, and I'm thinking I'll do a little mirror image shit on the other side, on the other side of hard.
Oh, now you're moving the horsey. Now my horsey can take this pawn. I just took your pawn.
Yeah, but that puts you in severe danger.
Really?
Because now my pawn might be able to take your horsey.
All right, dude. What if I fucking checkmated you right now? How random would that be? I'm serious. How fucking crazy would it be to have you in a checkmate this
it
fast?
Seems like it seems possible.
I'm retreating my knight. My horsey is scared of your pawn.
Your horsey just got skittish. And my horsey is on the attack.
And my horsey is British. Yay!
Okay. I guess I'll do this. I'm going to move the pawn a little bit.
I'm kind of scared already.
Yeah, I'm definitely.
I'm going to move my fucking queen. How random is that?
Can you even do that?
Oh, wait.
I don't know
king.
Which one of these is my queen or the king.
Okay, I moved my queen. Queen can just move diagonally as far as he freaking wants.
Right. Cannot this person move diagonally? I can, right?
Which one?
This guy.
Oh yeah, the bishop can.
Bishop guy. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So you have your queen. It looks like you're set up to take nothing really.
Really? Not even your bishop?
My bishop. Well, if you took my bishop, then I would take you with my queen. You would sacrifice your queen. Or I would take you with my king.
It's a strategy. It is a strategy.
No, it's not
and
a
I'm
strategy.
Actually working with my chess teacher / coach on it.
Interesting indeed. Let's see what I could do. I can't move these pawns now. Oh, I guess I'll just move this pawn. Protect my... where are you? You can't take my bishop.
You're already fucking scared about this. Oh, that's a great block. Okay, here's my question. Do you know this rule? Can a pawn eat whatever's in front of it, or it can only eat diagonally?
Only eat diagonally. A pawn only
eats on the
diagonal.
I'm going to steal your fucking... if I steal your horse, then you'll steal my fucking bishop, my queen, which I can't have.
Could I steal your queen?
Yeah, because if I fucking eat your horse right here, that bishop is right there. It'll take my queen. But maybe that'll sort of open up the game.
You don't want to lose your queen, I don't think.
Yeah, that's sort of one of the first rules. But I am going ham a little bit.
Right. We're trying to do a speed round. So I guess you should try to lose quickly.
Right. We are not doing anything fast. All right. All right. I'll fucking eat your horse. Let's see what happens.
Okay. So that's queen queen to A6.
Yeah.
But see, no,
in theory, Jake's bishop can now eat my queen.
And my bishop has eaten the queen. check.
Is it? No.
No. Yeah. But it's fun to say that. Yeah. So that's, for all of us listening at home, that's bishop to A6.
This is insane. It's going to take so long for us to play. Okay, I'll move my pawn up here, see what happens there.
That is a fatal, fatal mistake.
How soy? See, this is what the chess lesson would be. Oh, my God. What happened? Oh, wait. You didn't take anything, did you?
I didn't take anything, but that is bishop to B4.
Okay. And B4, you fucking get any ideas.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to put my knight in a sacrificial position.
Right. And I guess I will ultimately...
This is called...
Not take the bait.
Really?
Yeah.
That move was called M. Knight Shyamalan. Now my bishop can take yours, you fool.
That was insanely dumb. I thought... For some reason, I was like, oh, this is good.
Oopsie.
I'm set up to take Amir's bishop now.
You're not knowing that I had a move in between your two. You thought if you did it too quickly, like, okay, let me get two out of the way before he moves his one.
No, definitely.
That would be fun wrinkle in chess. If you do two moves before the other person notices, you can get away with it.
Get away with it. All right. So now I'm definitely confused. I'm scared. I'm a little shook
by the rook
transpired.
Yeah.
So I will be...
Our castles have not moved. Maybe we should start moving your castles.
Yeah. Well, I can't do that. I'm going to keep this... I'll keep my pawns marching forward. That's pawn to H5.
That's good. Okay. And I'm going to sort of begin my attack / offensive on your queen / king by moving my bishop here. So you're supposed to be thinking three moves ahead. Mm-hmm. And you're not even thinking one. You're sacrificing bishops for no reason, man. Look what I did right there. That's actually a really interesting move.
Why is that? Because
I'm just sort of lodged in there, and you can't move your king forward, basically. So if I can get somebody to that other spot, that the only other spot that your king can move,
then that's checkmate.
Done for. Yeah.
Yeah.
Actually,
right.
You might be in checkmate anyway, because I guess your king is happy there, but you can't move to the left or the right. Or
why can't I move to the left?
Because you can't move to the left because the bishop will eat you. You can't move forward because the bishop will eat you. Your only source of retreat is where the queen is, so you can't even move there either.
So wait, which one is the queen? Oh, it's with all the prongies.
Yeah.
Okay. But I mean, I can just, it's not check. I can just leave. The check is when I have to move my king to survive. You just have laid out a little bit of a trap for me.
Yes, exactly. You know that move where it's like the castle and the king switch places a little bit? I wonder if you could do that in this game.
Ooh, that'd be cool. Don't want to do that. Yeah, what's castling the king?
Yeah, it's like the castle and the king sort of like do a switcheroo.
The little tower, it can move in straight lines, right?
That's right.
Okay. So I think that's what I'm going to do.
That's really good, because now...
Tower piece to H6.
Right. Now your tower can basically get my bishop unless I move it.
Yeah.
Okay. I think I'm going to... I like how we said we were going to play a quick game of chess. Now we're fucking fully entrenched. We can't do this for the entire act. There's no way. Right. I did just take your pawn in a retreat of sorts.
I see. I absolutely see. Okay. That's a tough pill to swallow.
And it's unfortunate.
But let's see if I can keep you on the offensive.
By staying offensive and making fun of your rook.
I'm a little afraid.
See, you can see why you would like get into this game as opposed to like something that seems less intelligent or more of a time suck. Like time is just sort of withering away as we make strategic choices every 5 minutes.
Strategic choices and faux pas. I guess I'll just go here and I'll block my king with my horsey guy. Because, okay. that's knight to e7.
Okay, let me see if I could do that rook, that castle change-a-roo. I forget what that move is called. Doesn't seem to be possible here. Okay, I'll learn that on my first lesson, I guess.
Yeah, ask about that. Basically, have your chess instructor listen to this, and they'll be like, it's
sort of
hopeless.
Laugh at me, yeah. My horsey has begun to move towards your castle.
Oh, I see. Oh, that's dangerous.
Is it?
I think it could be.
But I'm not entirely sure.
I see. Very, very interesting.
Oh, well, look at this. We're playing a 5-minute game, so you're about to run out of time and lose. That's kind of fun.
What?
So you have 5 minutes to make decisions, and your time bank is nearly over, while mine still has 3 minutes
left. Going to take... Oh, fucking hell. So dumb. Oh, wow. You were dumb too, though. Oh, wait. Yeah. No, you're not, because I need to move. You're going to take my queen.
I'm going to take your queef. And suddenly you're out of time, and I appear to have won in some sort of weird stalemate.
What are you talking about?
So every time, you see how it says you have 11 seconds left?
Yeah.
I think once that gets to zero, it'll be considered an end of game / day situation for you. And
interesting.
I'll have won the game. Timeout.
Timeout, white is victorious. I was about to take your diagonal thing with my pawn.
Yeah, that would have been good.
Yeah, it would have been good.
Actually,
you piece of shit.
Do you mind just hosting the show a little bit? I'm going to play against a different opponent.
You need a challenge.
Half hour. Yeah. Okay, so that's it. I guess learn how to play chess / play chess with your friends. We get an app. I mean, that took 20 minutes, and we didn't even finish the game.
Yeah.
Who says no to that?
I mean, my God. That made me want to at least learn a little bit more about chess.
Right,
I was
strategy.
So quickly out of my depth.
Right. I was just sort of guessing what to do, and I couldn't tell if any of the things that were actual strategies were good or I was just...
No. Yeah, I was just trying to throw up rope. I was really only thinking one move ahead, one move at a time.
Right. And even then, we got kind of confused a little bit sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Let's see if we can answer a question since we just played chess for 10 minutes instead.
Right. That's fair.
And that's on us.
Mm-hmm. Totally. But at least nobody had fun during that.
I feel slightly victorious because I noticed the time thing.
Right.
So it didn't just come out of the blue. Here's a question. Sorry. This is a question about actually our Jake and Amir web series. Maybe you can help this guy out.
Okay.
Not really personal, so we can call him by his real name, which is Oscar, which is... I have a question which every listener must have asked themselves at some point. We're all thrilled at the return of Jake and Amir. Thank you. But how do the episodes fit, being made now, fit with the current canon? We know they still can't be working at College Humor, so where precisely do they work? Won't be able to sleep until you answer this. Thanks.
We did talk long and hard about this, actually.
Yeah, like in the story, what the hell's going on?
And we almost wanted to do like a straight up like premise pilot return type thing. But then we're like, that's a little too much. We never explained to any real extent what College Humor was. It was always just like vague internet company that we worked for. We referenced our jobs and stuff, but it wasn't ever like a central plot point, you know?
Right, exactly. We didn't want to like create a story episode that explains everything versus just, hey, here's a new Jake and Amir about podcast ideas.
But in our heads, we do work at HeadGum. We work at but more, I guess more so like generic podcast company.
Right. But so one that we started and there's not a lot of people here rather than a bustling company.
Right. The company in our minds is actually not doing well. I guess it's similar though to the HeadGum company of the off days.
Right.
Where it's just like the first episode is you pitching me podcast ideas. We theoretically have since started this company, quote unquote, and we're trying to make a go of it ourselves in podcasting.
It's kind of like if we started HeadGum yesterday and it's just me and you instead of me, you, and Marty, and it's not going well so far.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we've sort of rented an office and now we're scratching our heads as to how to make money because we're not doing anything yet.
Yeah. That's right.
That's a good way to think about it. And then also sometimes you're playing Wordle here and I'm posting QAnon conspiracy theories to 4chan, and that's going to happen too.
Right. And that's why the company isn't excelling.
Right. But there are some people here because the March Madness bracket, we allude to other people playing and getting
annoyed. I imagine we are like, we've just given out more equity than the company has.
Yeah.
like got people to work for free, found like college interns to work for credit.
Tricked them, really.
Exploiting people, calling in favors. Yeah. We've borrowed, and stealed.
Yeah. The next two episodes are with our accountant so we can go into the deep dive of what exactly is going on at this company and how.
We should get Mark and Karen back.
White elephant meat. Or sorry, wet elephant meat. White elephant is sort of a game.
It's a gift,
play. Yeah, it's a gift exchange thing. Goof. Okay, let's take a break and try to answer another question on the other side of this message.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
All right, we're back.
Yes.
One last question to rule them all.
Let's do it.
This person has a semi-inconvenient problem and would love our take on it.
Our favorite kind.
4 months ago, I decided to change my name.
All right.
The name my parents gave me was fine. I guess I'll just say it. They named me after Rachel from Friends. But it just never felt right for me. I'm gender fluid, and the idea of having a traditional feminine name wasn't working for me anymore, so I decided to switch things up, and after a few months of putting genuine thought into my new name, I finally settled on something I'm much more comfortable with. Roman.
Cool.
I told all my friends and changed my handles online, and I've been pretty much only referred to as Roman since then. Except here's the kicker. I haven't told my family. My parents are pretty conservative, and they don't know about my identity. While I don't feel like I need to get into the deep discussion with them about who I am as a person, it still feels weird to go home and constantly be referred to as my old name. My mom follows me on a few social media accounts where I mention the change, but I am assuming she hasn't noticed or is choosing to ignore it. My question is, should I even tell them? I'd prefer not to sit down and say, hey, I don't like the name you picked for me because it makes me feel weird when I hear it. So you can call me this now forever. And also let all of my extended family know. Thanks. I just don't feel like that would go down very well with them. I'm 19 and I don't live with my parents anymore. So it's not like I'm around my old name constantly, but it's still kind of a bummer when I do hear it. Should I even bring it up? And if I do, how do I go about it? Been watching your videos since fifth grade. So thanks for practically raising me.
Thank you, Roman.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. I I think.
Wait, should we play a game of chess real quick before we answer?
Yeah, let's do it.
Here sure. we go.
And we might run out of time.
Pawn is moved to bishop's 9.
Wow. Checkmate.
That was so fast. So fast.
I think you can, first of all, take your time. It does, you know, this is all, it's happening on your timeline. So no pressure, no rush. The other thing is, I think it sounds like this warrants a conversation, not necessarily about your name, but about your identity. I think that's a big piece of who you are that it's the right thing to do to share it with your parents. Might be right. hard, but
yeah.
if they're doing something that bothers you, I don't think it necessarily has to be centered around like, I want to go by Roman. I think it's a lot more about who you are, and then the name piece follows, you know?
Yes. I mean, it's easy for us to say, just sit down and tell your parents, and if they love you, they'll totally understand, it'll be fine. But I'm also afraid to tell my parents nearly everything that I think will stress them out, so I understand the hesitancy. Like, I probably would not tell my parents if I got a tattoo, and I'm way older than 19. Hell, I'm double 19, and I would be too afraid to... I just don't want to like tell them anything that would stress slash potentially bum them out.
Right. I get that. But this is also though different than a tattoo, because this would be something that was bothering you.
Yeah. I was just saying like, an even lighter version of changing my name. Like if I were to change my name, I too would be too nervous to confront slash tell my parents about it.
Yeah. I guess in my head, I think that while hard, ultimately, this strengthens the bond with your parents and will feel better in the long run. On the other side of hard, as it were.
Nice. Right. So, yeah.
Like I said, no pressure, no rush. And I also don't necessarily think it's about them calling you Rachel or Roman is one thing, but them accepting you as gender fluid is another. So that I think that's more the bar that you want to clear.
So you're saying you can start with the name thing, see how they take that.
I'm saying ignore the name thing. I'm saying like when you're ready, tell them what is going on.
Oh, with the whole situation.
Yeah.
The gender fluidity.
Tell them about your identity.
The name
thing. That's what I think.
And the other thing. Maybe now's a good time to get a tattoo. You just sort of sweep it all the things that they might not necessarily agree with into one mega thing. Mm-hmm. Get vaccinated or not, depending on what their idea of good is.
That's true. So you could also just tell them you want a different nickname. You say, let's call him. So your friends call you Roman, and your parents, while not calling you Roman, they won't call you Rachel, which would be fun.
That's good.
She's like, and then, Mom, Dad, do you guys have a fun nickname for me? I want a nickname. And then that's the light version without the conversation, but I think you should have the conversation.
Yeah, but at the same time, don't feel any like pressure to do it right away.
Yeah, whenever you want.
Yeah. Have you ever had like this where you're like afraid to tell your parents something, or do you not have that kind of relationship with your parents?
I was afraid to tell them when I got kicked out of college for the first time.
Yeah.
And I didn't tell them, and they found out when they got a letter that I was trying to intercept, but I was at the mall when it finally came in.
And then they were like, hey, you were kicked out of school.
They were like, you lost your scholarship. And I was like, I didn't know that. Oh, yeah, that's crazy. And
then turning beet red.
Yeah. And then I think my dad saw my GPA and was like, what the fuck happened? And then I came clean. Like I should have done a long time ago.
Listen,
probably
you're
after
be
the first
reading a
semester.
Lot of things on that report card about my grades. I just want to come out ahead of it all. And say that the thing that you're holding that says what my GPA is indeed accurate.
Right. So sorry for that, Mom and Dad. I know you listen to the podcast. You're the best.
You think they would have preferred to hear it from you first?
I think they probably would have preferred, I mean, definitely. And I think that if I were really mature, I would have admitted earlier that college was not for me and not wasted their cash going back for like the second semester and like hiding it for a full year.
Right. But it's scary. You just sort of sweep things under the rug, hoping to God that something will change over the course of the year.
Yeah.
And then when it doesn't, it's like, I'm already gotten in this deep. Now I can't go back and say all that stuff.
I put off the whole dealing with the consequences part. I put it off as long as possible. But then at a certain point, it all comes back to bite you in the ass, and it's much worse because then they're mad about, well, this lying. Is different because it's your gender identity, but yeah, but they're mad at me about the lying as much as they are about the bad grades.
Ugh, so it's like hard.
A twofer. Yeah.
It's the guilt, the parental guilt. They know how they get you. If only we just didn't care about our parents at all. That would be cool. Right. You just do whatever you want. Tell them whatever.
Yeah, that'd be ideal. Instead, care so much.
Have the kind of relationship where you call your parents by their first names.
Oh, God.
What do you care about my grades, Sam? I'm going to take a fucking chess lesson. Then we could settle it like two men on the board.
Just let me borrow the car.
I also need to sleep here and eat for free, man.
Sam.
He slaps you.
My God.
Will Smith style. All right. Good luck. Good luck, Roman.
Yeah. Godspeed.
Roman? Yeah. Roman. Mm-hmm. What about Ronan? That could be kind of a cool name, too.
Yeah. Ronan's a cool name.
Yeah. If you ever want to switch it up yet again, how about Ronan Roland, actually? R-O-L-A-N-D.
I think I am going to change my last name to Harbo. How cool is that?
Like, oh, from Harbo and Samuelson?
Yeah, yeah. Jake Harbo, right? Dumb or cool? Did you say dumb or dope? I didn't hear what you said.
I said dope, but I pretty much meant dumb because I'm barely caring / listening anymore. I really don't care about your last name, and I really think this conversation / episode is over.
I don't think so.
Damn it. I knew it. I wanted to steal / say it. I wanted the trophy. I wanted the golden gopher, Minnesota style.
You tried to steal my catchphrase? I don't think so.
Two giant front teeth. You see that Chex Mix Twitter account called me a chipmunk today?
For what reason? I did see that.
Out of the fucking, I guess not out of the blue. I said that. The new Chex Mix has an ingredient called vanilla breadstick, and that was my nickname in high school. And then they responded and said, sorry, we didn't have one called Chipmunk or something like that. The official Chex Mix account. How messed up is that?
And you love Chex Mix.
Yes, that must I absolutely do.
That really must hurt.
The only thing more painful than that would be if a baked lay called me a name on the street, which is like far from happening. Yeah. Okay, thanks for writing in your questions. Theme song, send them all down to ifireyoushow@gmail.com. And if you have any chess tips, please let us know. And it's just something basic. Don't get into the weeds. Just tell me where to move my horse / rook / king. I would appreciate it.
And king me while you're at it. Checkers style.
For more videos, check out our Patreon, patreon.com/JA. And you can, of course, watch this episode. We're recording every podcast now as a video on our YouTube channel, If I Were You Show.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of content. So don't be sad that it's over. Be happy that it happened / ended so that now you can do other shit and watch other stuff that we make.
There you go.
Opening theme song and closing theme song was The Other Side of Hard rendition by Nemo. Shout out to Nemo.
Shout out.
And shout out to you guys for watching. Of course, we'll be back next week. You know it.
Yeah.
Ciao for now.
Till then.
My guitar is broken. So is my heart. It'll be okay on the other side of hard. I can't park my car, and I can't play my guitar. It'll be okay on the other side of hard. If I were you, if I were you, if I were you, the show starts now.
That was a HeadGum Original.
Hey there, podcast listener. Good news. We're doing another HeadGum Happy Hour in New York City.
Whoa, that's amazing news. Amir, why don't you tell the folks when and where it is?
Okay, fine. It's Tuesday, May 7th at 7:30 p.m. at the Bell House.
Okay, and why don't you tell everybody who the fucking hosts are.
Yeah, that would be us. It would be, we're hosting it. It's Jake and Amir.
Okay, and how about this, you little piece of shit? Why don't you tell everybody who is going to be performing? Who is this show featuring?
All right, I don't appreciate being called that, but it is featuring Charlie Bardet, Natalie Rotter-Lateman of Exploration
Live. And why don't you tell them, excuse me, why don't you tell them who else it's featuring?
Yeah, Millie Tamaras and Elise Morales of the Go Touch Grass podcast, and
some surprise guests as well.
More, yes.
And Mir, why don't you go ahead and close this out now? You say something like, thanks for listening, we'll see you at the show, or something like that. Why don't you go ahead and do that?
Hmm? Okay, I will. It's
can you do that?
So go buy a ticket at headgum.com/live, and we'll see you there.
All right, bye.